in Liverpool podcast, bringing you news, views, and reviews. Brought to you by DeafNet Media and ArtInLiverpool.com. Presented by Neil Morin and Ian Jackson.
Hello and welcome to this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. And on this week's podcast, we bring you...
Big Thursday.
Joyous Machines.
A year in the life of the Cornerstone.
All coming up on this week's Art in Liverpool podcast. News. News this week, Ian. News. The news is Sefton Performing Arts and Creative Educational Centre Space... in Liverpool, although it says Sefton, and it's won some big lottery award type thing. This was on the news. This was on the lottery program on Saturday. I didn't watch it. I'd completely forgotten.
No, I didn't watch it either. I don't normally watch it. But I did mean to actually, because I've been blogging about this. I've been mentioning it for a while. There was these aren't grants from the lottery. They're just awards as the best art projects amongst things that are lottery funded. If you know what I mean. And a lot of it was done by public voting, so obviously the people were sending out lots of messages saying please vote for this, that and the other. And one of the other ones was the the International Slavery Museum in Liverpool. They were up for the heritage section and they didn't win, they were runners-up. But in the arts, for the best arts project award was this place called Space, which is in Marsh Lane in Bootle. I must admit I've not heard of it before all this came up. It sounds really good. There's a video online you can watch about what they do. It's just a place where young people can go and some go there every day and practice in their bands and do dancing and visual arts and all kinds of stuff. So congratulations to them.
Congratulations to them indeed. I mean, there was my vote would have been split anyway. I was backing, I think it was Hijinks Theatre in Cardiff, where a friend of mine works now. So my vote was kind of, okay. But no, that's really good. I did, and I was wondering why they were making so much, you know, in the newspapers about, oh yeah, the lottery program at the weekend. Okay, now we know why. Also in the news, I believe that Liverpool has once again is in the top 10 cities in the world. Yeah, as if we didn't know that already. What's this about? You know, we're third. I find that hard to believe that we're third. I think we should be number one.
Yeah, we should be number one, but we're third. Yes, in the at the top UK city break destinations, and it's the second year on the run we've been in third place. This is by readers of the Travel Bible, it says, Condé Nast Traveller magazine. So I don't know, it used to be much further down the list, but since last year, 2008, we've gone up to third place, behind London and Edinburgh. And who's in fourth? Bath, then Oxford, Manchester and York. So yeah, good to see Liverpool have, I suppose you sort of expected it last year, but to carry on into another year is great.
That is not too bad at all, is it? I mean, it's after the Capital of Culture last year, it's good to see that we're still there in third place. But also, a weekend is really not enough time to spend here to do everything. You need, well, you know, in my case and your case, you need to be here for a lifetime. And it's, you know, just to be able to experience it all. So those are some other impressive places that are there on that list. London and Edinburgh. Yeah, again, you'd need to live there a long time really to enjoy them all. But third place isn't too bad. And so that's from the Condé Nast Traveller magazine. Never heard of it. Now, also in Liverpool at the moment happens to be in Shanghai. What next year we're in Shanghai. How are we going to Shanghai? What's going on? What's this about?
This is the World Expo. I don't know how often they have these expos, but they're pretty big. And it runs for several months, from May the 1st through to October the 31st. And this expo of 2010 will be in Shanghai. And Liverpool is twinned with Shanghai. So even more reason why Liverpool should have a big presence there. And apparently Liverpool's the only UK city outside of London who have actually got a dedicated presence there. So they're going to make the most of it, and they've just announced some details of the pavilion that they'll have there, and it's quite a large space. It says it's the size of so many football pitches or something.
Now, an expo. Now, somebody was telling me about this some time ago. Somebody was going, the Shanghai Expo. And I'm going, expo of what? Expo. What's an expo?
Don't ask me. expo. Yeah, I don't know. But it's to do with anyway, business and tourism and all that sort of thing.
All right, well, I was handing you the mic because I thought you might be able to. It's a bit like, what was it I used to go and see when I was young? I used to go to the car show at the NEC Arena. And it would be Ford would have a stand and Toyota would have a stand and da da da. Like that, but many, many, many times bigger because it's a world expo. So it's a great exhibition, like the Great Exhibition of 18 something or other when it was in there. Anyway. So that's what the expo is about. Go on.
I can quote what it says here. It says, "It is regarded as a once-in-a-generation opportunity to consolidate existing and forge new relationships in the world's emerging markets and is predicted to deliver up to £50 million in benefits to Liverpool and the North West over the next decade." So, yeah, they're going to promote the North West and Liverpool in particular as much as they can. And when I saw this, the details of the pavilion, I was a bit disappointed because... you know, Beatles and football figure quite a lot, it seems. But this may just be the things that the press picked up on from the press release, which has been put out by NWDA. And there's a short video online you can watch as well. And so, yeah, there's stuff, yeah, you can go into a virtual cavern and you can play this game that's coming out this week about the Beatles, what's it called, Beatles Rock or something, the Wii game. You can play that there and you can try and score penalties against the like goalkeeper, that sort of thing. So, but having looked again, it does seem that there is a lot more about all the other things that go on in Liverpool, the waterfront, the heritage, the arts, culture, and so on, and business as well, of course. So, yeah, just hope it does reap £50 million of benefits.
I'm sure it will. I'm already feeling benefited right now. And it's got, of course, it's about city as brand, the city as a brand, and taking that brand elsewhere and going, oh, this is what this city is about. This is the Beatles. Although, after a quick conversation here, we find out that in China, the Beatles aren't necessarily very well known. So we were discussing, and me and Ian are going to go into a business venture here, where those little jackets that the Beatles used to wear in the 60s with their very small collars, me and Ian are thinking about getting those and exporting them back to China. Aren't we, Ian?
When you say me and Ian, you mean...
Yeah, I did mean you, but obviously...
I'll be a sleeping partner in that then.
Yeah, I think I will be too. Okay, yeah, we were going to export the Maristone jackets back to the Chinese to see how that would go. Okay, so that's Liverpool's presence at the World Expo in 2010. This is going to be really big news, that the World Expo. And somehow, Ian, we've got to try and wrangle getting over there for one reason or another. So, yeah, invite us over to Shanghai so we can do some Art in Liverpool podcasting over there. And this is the news this week. Roundup of the week. Rounding up the week. Now, last week, it was Big Thursday last week. There was lots of things going on Wednesday, but there was a Big Thursday. Of course, Big Thursday, Ian, you know what that means. Big Thursday is the day when there's a whole pile of private views. There's five private views going on in one day, and you had to kind of plot them throughout the city. That's why the one over at Royal Standard didn't start at something like 4:30. Something like that, so that everyone would have enough time to head over towards the A Foundation for the final one over there. So Big Thursday, you know, me and Ian have been discussing. I've said it's called Big Thursday. And then I suggested, well, you know, perhaps, you know, because it needs a big name for a big day like that. I suggested possibly Margaret, but clearly Margaret would be such a bad name for it. But a big day like that needs, a big night out like that needs a definite name. Ian, any ideas?
No.
So Ian's got no ideas. Do you want to call it Margaret or Bob? It needs to make some sort of sense. So go on, Ian's launching a competition.
come up with a name for these Thursdays. Yeah, there was five last week and there's four this week as well. Should have a name. There is a thing in London first Friday where they actually have a map and plot it all out, and other towns have similar things. But yeah, that's not very exciting. It's the first Friday or whatever. Bulky Bob. Thursday. Neil Thursday. I don't know. Art in Liverpool. No. Yeah. No, there must be a good name out there somewhere.
So come up with a good name. Let us know. Email info@artinliverpool.com and let Ian know. Or email, hey, you can Facebook us. Yeah. Neil and Ian on our pages. Yeah. Do that. Be us. Or send us emails traditionally at neil@definitemedia.com. And let us know, give us some good ideas, because we're out of them. Right, okay, moving on with the real roundup. Okay, so there was it was a big Thursday last week. It was Margaret Day or a Tracy Day. So, but tell us about what was going on. What you see, what was good?
Yeah, just briefly, because they were all good. We did manage to get round all five viewings in the one evening, starting at the early Royal Standard. They were serving hot dogs as you went in, but we didn't take one. And couldn't drink either because I hadn't used the car to get round all these. Anyway, it's Little Whitehead. These guys from Glasgow, they've been in residence for just over 2 weeks and put together this show and then disappeared. It's very, very enigmatic. They don't even know what they look like, what their real names are, and didn't come along to their own private view. But the work, the work was good. They've been here for over 2 weeks, and it was all stuff that they'd found or reclaimed or even bought from various places and assembled things in the various rooms there at Royal Standard. It's only on for a week, so it ends on the 12th of September. So go and have a look. It's best if you just have a look rather than me trying to describe it. It is interesting. Then we went on to Wood Street, Milk and Sugar.
Milk and Sugar, but no tea.
That's right. Yeah, the old Renew Rooms, the Reba place on Wood Street. And this is the Hope University's MA Creative Practice graduate show. Again, lots of good stuff. I think about 9 artists. One of them is our artwork of the week this week. Very good stuff. Some promising graduates there, including nine artists. They're all good. Yeah, Andrew Small. I was going to mention. People might know him. He's been around a while.
Yeah, I believe his name is Andy Small.
Andy Small. Yes, he's the one of the guys that actually built the original Superland Banana, amongst other things. Good show. Then we went further down the road to the old barber shop, or the Lost Soul and Stranger service station next to the, I nearly forgot them, next to the Blue Coat. This is the third in the series of 4 local artists curated by James Quinn. The show's called Revolver, and this one's Gareth Kemp, who had some of his old work on show that appeared in the Liverpool Art Prize 2008, but lots of new work as well, which really like his new stuff. Then we went on to Greenland Street to the Contemporary Urban Centre for Donna Berry's show on the third floor of the Agafar Gallery in CUC. She managed to fill the whole Agafar Gallery. It's a huge gallery, so there's sculptures and paintings and all kinds of stuff there. And then across to the A Foundation, Ben Rivers' work, that's all films. But it's in the furnace, which is a huge room at the back of the building. And they've constructed various shed from old. Someone said it's a typical A Foundation show. If you can have a typical A Foundation show, it is a bit in that space. They tend to build things from old bits of wood, old wardrobes and all kinds. And so they built these sheds, and in them there's films showing, 16mm films. So they're good. One particular one is a shed with a grass roof, and you go inside, it's quite a small space, very nice and cozy and warm because of the grass roof, and the film is a film of these old sheds in forests and so on with grass roofs. Very nice. So that's the 5 of them.
Sheds with grass roofs, isn't that the kind of thing that you normally see at Pixar productions, and little sheds where you've got people working away inside and they come out, all the coders and animators and various different things, all mad kind of workspaces. Isn't that the kind of thing you normally see in those kind of spaces?
But these are they all looked like they weren't in use, but they're just very old sheds with grass on the roof. I was going to read part of the actual blurb, but I haven't got it handy.
I think we're actually going to do us a drawing then. I could see your pen moving, and I was just thinking, oh God, he's going to do us a drawing. That is so not going to work. That's good. Are you going to read us a little bit there?
It's actually called A World Rattled of Habit. I'm trying to find a bit that I could read.
It's pretty text intensive there. That's Ben Rivers at the A Foundation, and that ends on the 17th of October. And the Donna Berry show goes on to the 25th of October. That's quite a good period of time there. So you've got loads of time to see those. What else has been going on this week?
Then you might be able to tell from this. My voice is even weaker than usual because I've got a cold. So one night I didn't go out Friday, so I missed Domino Gallery's 20th anniversary exhibition. The exhibition's still on until the 17th of October, but I missed the party they were having there to celebrate the 20 years that Felicity Wren set this up in the Greenfish Cafe there in Upper Newington 20 years ago, Domino Gallery. Minarco did go Friday. I couldn't. I was too ill. But Monaco went and took a few pictures, and it seems to be various artists who have exhibited there over the years have contributed like a postcard size painting or card to say congratulations or whatever. So there's lots of nice postcard size pictures on the walls there till the 7th of October. So well done, Felicity, for running a gallery for 20 years.
That sounds great. I mean, I might head down there because straight on my wall at home, I have a postcard of an artist who I think has probably exhibited at Domino's and who I looked up online the other day, John Dilnoth, who lives in Brighton these days. And maybe he is one of those artists that exhibited at Domino in the past 20 years, probably. Anyway, what else has been going on? There's 20 years of the Domino, that's very good to them. What's this ping pong loop pool ping pong on ice? What's that?
It's something at the International Gallery, and they had the opening on Saturday along with an event in Mellow Mellow. And again, it's only at the International for a week, ends this Friday, isn't it? The 11th of September. That's called Loop Pool Ping Pong on Ice, and it's videos. It's I think it's like 100 international videos by international artists on a loop. I assume they're short videos, just looping, but I haven't seen them yet. So just till 11th. That's all I know about that. So we'll try and get to see it this week. It sounds interesting. 100 videos, but I mean.
Oh well, there we go. There's also the National Acrylic Painters Association. View 2. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's a good show. We did get to the. They're open on Thursday, but they had an event on the Saturday. When a sort of opening, when a lot of the painters came along, it's the National Acrylic Painters Association, or NAPA, which was started in Merseyside on the Wirral, I think. And so a lot of the artists are from this area, but there's national, and then it went international as well. But it just got too big. Talking to the guy who set it up on Saturday, the Americans joined in, and it just got too much. So now there's a separate American association. But there's still an international element to it. And yeah, it's a good show. Really good acrylic painters, figurative, realist, abstract, all kinds. It's well worth getting to see that. And it goes on till the 24th of October. It was going to be sometime in September, but it's been extended already to the 24th of October. So I've got plenty of time to see that.
Now, that does sound quite marvellous. Have you got any... have you got any pictures? But obviously you will have, but it's no good for the podcast, is it? I wouldn't mind. I'll have to head down there and have a look at that. It's on Matthew Street, View 2 Gallery. Yeah.
There is a link. There's some stuff on the View 2 website and our website, and there's a link through to NAPA's own website where they've actually got, I think, all the pictures from the exhibition, but just in small. It's best to go and see them for real.
Excellent. Okay. And that is the roundup of the week. This week, Ian, it's as you were saying earlier, it's not a big Thursday or a first Friday, first Thursday. Oh, I don't mind anyway. It's not a big Thursday. In other words, there's not loads and loads of things going on. But I suppose it could be described as a big Thursday because there are four things going on, four openings this week. Starting off, Jane Hughes, A Year in the Life of the Cornerstone. What's that about? Cornerstone Gallery, what's that about?
Yeah, it's a medium-sized Thursday, isn't it? Only four viewings. I don't know why people don't use Fridays anymore. Shame. Okay, Jane Hughes at the Cornerstone. Jane Hughes is a really good artist. She's had shows, quite a few shows over recent years, drawings and paintings, and been doing a lot of drawing lately. And so she's been in residence at the Cornerstone for the past year, documenting the building and what's going on there, the students doing their work and so on, and come up with some really, really good drawings. So this is an exhibition of them, or some of them anyway. It'll be in Hope University's Cornerstone building, opening on Thursday the 10th of September, 6 till 8. And then I don't know how long the exhibition's on for. It'll be on for usually a month or so.
And then coming up the same night on Big Thursday I know the answer to this question, but there's a viewing at the Egg Space, and the show's called Are You a People Person? Me? No, I'm not a people person. I'm the kind of person that stands in the corner of a room and watches from the rear. Everyone else, I'm a watcher of people. Ian, are you a people person?
No, I'm not a people person either. I'm an observer as well.
Two grumpy gits. that's what we are. So you won't be, you might see us there in the private view, but we'll be standing in the corner talking to each other in a really miserable fashion.
Maybe with a microphone in hand as well.
Yeah, occasionally we do that. Oh yeah, here we are, Ian. Yeah, we really won't bother talking to anybody else. Let's just talk to each other. So we're What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So this show at Eggspace is called Are You a People Person? Now, we know the answer to that question already. But what's this? It's a go on, tell us about this.
Well, I think it's just because it's these pictures of people, portraits and so on. People person pictures. As usual, it's a group show curated by Headspace, various artists, Chris Davis, Paul Francis, Sophie Green, Neil McGuire, quite a few. And so, yeah, pictures of people. So, it opens this, Thursday again. It opens a bit later, it's like 7 till about 9.
Okay, so that's part of a big Thursday, another big Thursday this week, or a medium sized Thursday. It's a big Thursday. Let's go for Thursdays. Big Thursdays. Yeah, let's call it that. But also, same night, this Thursday coming up, 10th of September, Folkloristics. Hey, okay, let's go for that. Okay, what's this? You tell us about.
This is over at Arena. That's in the elevator building just around the corner from CUC on the first floor. By two of the Arena's artists, Anna Benson and Roisin Highland. I think they're both Arena artists anyway. Pretty sure they are. And they work together a fair bit, and so they've actually set up their own website and call themselves Baltic Art. As it's in the Baltic Quarter, or Baltic Triangle, isn't it? This is just the two of them with their own show in the Arena, opening on Thursday from 6 till 8.
I think I know Rosalind Holland. If it's the same Rosalind, Roisin, oh, that's it, right, Roisin. I could never pronounce her name even when I saw her every day. Roisin, I think I know her. I'm not sure if it's them, because it's quite an unusual name. So
yeah, maybe. She was also in this show Umbrella, the Art Milk and Sugar. She just graduated the MA creative practice thing. We really like her work. Last year we were bidding for one of her works in the Arena auction, which was in Leaf Cafe last year. We were desperately trying to buy one of the works. We got outbid, but very nice work indeed.
So there you go. That's number three viewing of Big Thursday. That's at Arena Studios. And you get into Arena Studios through Leaf Cafe, and then you have to give somebody a special handshake by the lift, and they will pull you up in the lift, and you can get to the viewing that way. That's exhibition starts the 10th of September this Thursday and goes on. More exhibition details on the website. Have a look there. Now also, opening this Thursday, recent work by Colin Holmes. Now Colin Holmes used to be in the original arena on Duke Street, and it always used to do these fine, lovely, you do paintings, you do drawings, various different bits and pieces, derelict buildings. He's fascinated by derelict buildings. Looking around you, Ian, you've got some of those. Now, tell us, what's this exhibition about? Where's it taking place?
It's taking place at Gostin's. That's the gallery on the first floor of the Gostin's building in Hanover Street, run by Liz Edgar. Colin Holmes, he's exhibited there before, and I think this is similar, but I think he's done some new work, so I'm not sure what it is exactly, but certainly as you say a lot of his recent work has been these wonderful charcoal drawings of the old buildings like before they were demolished in Hanover, in that area mostly, well all around, but certainly I remember some of them were from that area before they were demolished or refurbished, whatever. So more of the same probably.
Yeah, we had a bit of a laugh earlier, didn't we, when we were talking about buildings, the kind of things, you know, that developers do to buildings, which I'm sure we've mentioned on previous shows, where what they like to do is they like to they will put up scaffolding to protect the facade of the building, and then they will knock down the rear of the building, and then they will go, actually this has become unstable, so we actually have to knock down the facade as well. The kind of thing which is happening in your area here is, isn't it, Ian?
yeah, they all sound so innocent, don't they? The Josephine bought the house where they did a lot of damage to the front of the building. Some people say maybe so that it couldn't be listed by the which would have stopped their plans for redevelopment. I certainly myself and a lot of other people complained that the building was then open, and just a gust of wind would have not blown a few slates off the roof because it was just completely open. And so, they've now demolished, not quite completed, but demolishing the whole of the building.
Cynics. Only cynics would say that kind of thing, Ian. Only cynics. Maybe people who are old and cynical. A bit like ourselves.
Yeah, but at least it will afford us a good view when it is they've completed demolition, we'll get a good view of that old, that empty space next to the Philharmonic dining rooms, which was going to be a Tesco's, which we talked about last week, I think, wasn't it? And the Tesco's is, the good news is that there isn't going to be a Tesco's on. There's not going to be a Hope Street Tesco's. They actually listened to the reasonable arguments from over 4,000 people on Facebook and so on, and decided against doing that. So we'll be looking at an empty space for a while. But yeah, the worry is, what is going to go in there?
Kentucky Fried Chicken, but don't tell anybody else. Anyway, let's carry on. Carry on with the show, normally. Stop going on about buildings, Ian. Terrible for drifting off track. Common Homes at the Gustins Gallery, a large collection of large-scale charcoal drawings by Colin Holmes. Now, coming up, starts the end of Big Thursday. Coming up on Saturday, River, paintings by Paul Scragg. Where's this taking place?
Yeah, LCAD, that's the place on, is it called Francis Street or something? It faces onto Brownlow Hill, isn't it, really? I don't know much about it. The collection of paintings by Paul Scragg called River, and having a sort of opening event on Saturday the 12th from 3 till 7.
Okay, now moving on. Monday the 14th, next Monday the 14th, Metal in Motion, sculpture by Tony Evans. Name is strangely familiar to me. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is the next exhibition at Dot Art Gallery, in the place off, it's called Queen Avenue off Castle Street, down by the Town Hall there. Tony Evans, I've probably mentioned him a few times. He does these wonderful metal sculptures, usually animals of one sort or another, and they do look like they're sort of frozen in motion. And he creates them from often pieces of metal, sort of from like plumbing, those sort of things. So that, not always, sometimes new pieces, sometimes reclaimed bits of metal, but they look wonderful anyway. Tony Evans. So I don't think there's any openings or viewings or anything, but it starts on Monday the 14th.
That's brilliant. And that's at Dot Art Gallery, which is over the other side of the city. Have a look at Ian's website, www.artinliverpool.com, to find out more details about that. And that is what's coming up this week. Further ahead, Ian, I see that there are some absolutely fantastic exhibitions coming up. At the Walker, at the Tate, this Bridget Riley Walker Art Gallery. Tell us about the show.
Bridget Riley, yeah, that's the next show at the Walker, so it's well worth mentioning. It's called Flashback. I don't know why. But anyway, it features some of her paintings and also some of her drawings and studies that illuminate her working methods over the years. And some of these will be on show for the first time. Well, it's a touring exhibition, so I'm not sure where it starts and finishes. But anyway, it's great that there's a large collection of Bridget Riley's works coming to the Walker. So it opens on the 25th of September and goes right through to the 13th of December.
Brilliant. Okay, so that's a Bridget Riley Flashback at the Walker. And Tate, tell us about what's coming up at Tate. Next at Tate, Joyous Machines, Michael Landy and Jean.
Jean Tingley. I don't know how you pronounce it. And I don't know if it's Jean or Jean. It might be Jean, mightn't it?
Could be Jean.
Yeah. Ignorant. Oh, sorry. but I have heard of Michael Landy, well-known British artist. He's one of his most famous things is when he completely destroyed all his belongings. He sort of took over a shop front, didn't he, on a whole shop, and had conveyor belts and all kinds of just chucking everything into the machine that mashed everything up. And so he's sort of just curating this. It's Gino Jean Tingley's Joyous Machines. I'll read what it says. It says radical, inventive, and subversive sculptures of the mid 20th century. This guy, Jean Tingley, was around from 1925 to 1991. Michael Landy, along with the other curator, Lawrence Sillers, put this show together, but it doesn't open until 1st of October, so we've got more time to find out about this guy. He's a founding member of the Nouveau Realist, and his work was playful, ironic, and often anarchic.
Well, we'd agree with that.
Yeah.
Right then. Okay, so we don't know a great deal about that. It is coming up at the beginning of October. So from there, is there nothing else extremely fascinating coming up? Shortly? No? Okay. Oh, yeah, there is. Go on, then.
Well, yeah, because this is the season where new things crop up, isn't it? September, the summer's over, everyone goes back to school and so on. So, yeah, as well as the thing at the Walker, the Bridget Riley, before that, actually, there's Stephen Shakeshaft at the Conservation Centre. You know, they always have photographic exhibitions there. And Stephen Shakeshaft, you might recognise the name, he was the Daily Post and Echo picture editor for many years, from the 60s. So some great old photographs from the 60s onwards. Just laughing at this one now, there's an old woman sitting outside the cathedral, and this is before they built all those new flats just across from the cathedral there, and it's called Betty's Paradise. I think she was there having a sort of sit-in, protesting about the building of the houses, maybe, I don't know.
Well, maybe they're protesting at the knocking, well, obviously the flats, that the old houses that were there, they must have been knocked down for some time because the grass has grown back. Okay, let's carry on.
Yeah, and then later in October is another show at the Walker, is The Rise of Women Artists, which should be a good show featuring lots of, I've lost my notes, lots of female artists, yeah. I know Emma Rogers, local artist, is being interviewed and filmed because she'll be in that. And other ones include the Italian artist Lavinia Fontana, Elisabetta Serrani, French artist Elizabeth Vigée Lebrun, and more contemporary people Fiona Ray and Paula Rego, and lots of others.
Brilliant, and that's coming up in 22nd of October. So Ian, so this it's a big Thursday this week. Are you going to be out this week?
Yeah, I should hope so. Yeah, and then Friday we're going to Blackburn. It's the Asian artist show in Blackburn. That's always very good.
Blackburn Museum and Art Gallery, was it related to C21, isn't it? Fukuoka? They had the Fukuoka exhibition there it was a couple of years ago.
That's right, yes, yeah. And the same people involved in bringing this show. Looking forward to that. I can't remember the full title, sorry.
Play, of course, yeah, Play in Blackburn. Okay, brilliant. Okay, we'll have a really good time there. I know that you'll really enjoy it because I think we met last time the Fukuoka exhibition was on there. Have a good time. Thank you very much for this week's Art and Liverpool podcast.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.
Thanks for downloading from DeafNet Media, podcasting for your pleasure.